Oh. Sorry, clearing our throats. Pardon us. Welcome everybody to a special edition of Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza and Chaos podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ, the Last Laugh Walsh, and with me is my co-host Alan, Black-hearted Black.
The most twisted color of all.
It's dark and twisted, just like the ink that I write my funny jokes into my twisted journal in.
My twisted composite notebook.
Moleskin. Yeah, more like human skin notebook.
So we recorded, we didn't want to break this news on the last Hogcast, but we got an advanced screener of the Jokey Man movie.
Toddy P, our guy in Hollywood, we were complaining that people aren't allowed to make jokes anymore. Hogcast used to be a comedy show, but now it's just journalism at this point.
It is just journalism. It's all just pizza reviews, and I have to review them objectively now.
Objectively, yes. We always have to call the pizza places ahead of time.
They have to give us
to
a review.
Ask about the sauce ratio.
Review, yeah. Copies of our pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza embargoes.
And, us and Toddy P, we have a solemn pact, because we're kind of two noble souls in a world of SJW filth that should be washed away Rorschach style. And
when they look up at, and when they look up at me, I'll look down and say,
and he's telling us he's got this big movie in production. We're like, what you talking about, Toddy P?
Hangover
4? Because I've had a hangover till 4 p.m. before, too.
I've been having a hangover ever since Hangover 3.
Yeah, I've been hankering over Hangover 4.
I've been hanging off the ledge of this cliff, just waiting for the end of this quadrilogy.
I've been telling Alan, Alan, pull yourself up. I'm worried about you.
And I said, I'm not worried about anything anymore.
Because it turns out Alan's not even hanging off the cliff. They're trying to pull the cliff down.
Yep, just like society.
Oh, baby. But anyway, Toddy, to summarize quickly and succinctly, Toddy P invited us to a private screening with a bunch of celebs to watch Jokey Man. And we're saying now, the Italians are correct. You should be allowed to film a hotel room without the other person's knowledge. And also, you should be allowed to give Jokey Man movie of the year.
It's true. It's true. At our private screening, how long was the standing ovation?
Roughly about 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, and well, so the thing is that because they thought it was an encore, so they started the movie back up again, and then we sat and watched it for another 2.5 hours, and then we did it, and we were stuck watching it for about 5 days, because we kept on giving ovations.
And we cried at about every scene.
Pretty much, over until over I ran out of body fluids.
Yeah, and we knew, and Alan turned into a dried husk of himself, but the only thing left on Alan's face was a grin.
I think society's a husk of itself.
Yeah, if you think about it for like a minute.
For like a second.
And when we watched the movie, we pretty much, I think it was safe to say, we knew that when it dropped for the general populace, society would not last.
No.
So we're actually putting this out 2 weeks in advance.
I've set this to release after the movie. So if the internet still exists after the Jokey Man movie, if your RSS feeds aren't they're going to be real sick syndication,
yeah,
instead of real simple.
You're going to be very sick trying to look for medicine for probably typhoid, which is pretty broken out because it's the funniest disease.
It is very funny because the in the movie, the garbage strike is happening,
which Toddy P told us was almost like an unofficial prequel to Jokey Man.
Yeah, that episode of Monk where there's a garbage strike, it takes place at the same time as the Jokey Man.
If you think about it.
That one episode of Rocko's Modern Life takes place at the same time as Jokey Man.
Yeah.
And also, I guess maybe garbage men are the real bad guys of the movie.
And I'm just, if you think about it now, who's the most famous garbage man in film?
And that's the Joker.
I was going to say Wally. Wally takes place in Pixar universe. Look it up on BuzzFeed. Jokey Man in the Pixar universe.
Jokey Man is in the Pixar universe. Do you think? In Kingdom Hearts when there's that one toy that like isn't moving yet, and Sora's like, hey, how come you guys are all sentient but that one isn't? And Woody kind of ominously says he hasn't figured it out yet. He means that the toy hasn't figured out about society yet.
Yeah. Sees that we're all puppets on a freaking screen.
It's like we're all toys.
Yeah, we're all toys in the playhands.
Oh,
bigger
by
masters.
The way, that means I'm Scarface, the evil puppet that Batman fights.
And you know what's the funniest part is Jokey Man is laughing at the concept of society itself and can see it. And that's why he doesn't give a rip, because we're all toys and when he breaks his toys, he doesn't care because there's another one around the corner.
He's like Sid, but instead of in the first movie when Woody makes all the toys pop out of the mud and spook him, the Jokey Man would just be like, hee, I love it.
And then he'd eat them.
And then he'd eat them because he eats his toys.
Alan, should we do like a plot recap for the people who missed it and are kind of curious about what happened to society?
Yeah, so if you woke up on Friday morning after the midnight release of Jokey Man and wondered why your house was on fire and
why the DMV wasn't open or why the post office isn't selling any stamps anymore.
If you wondered why all the streets fell apart overnight.
Yeah, if they ruptured like the opening cutscene of Sonic Adventure 1.
Yes. Then
if you're wondering why Hogcast is not talking about pizza or Sonic, which is probably the biggest indicator that society is falling apart.
Yes, the two things that we famously only ever talk about.
not giving cutty to a thing of lasagna.
Yeah. Then we'll help you understand what happened here. So let's see. So it opens, and doesn't it open on him, doing some like clown shit?
He's dancing, he's clowning around. There's a jovial piano tune playing. It seems like all is good in the world, and we're all having.
And then
fun
he gets knockout game
because we all think that jokers and clowns are so funny and fun, but actually, the one who is the funny and fun, you're not laughing at them, they're laughing at you.
It's true. So some horrible kids go and do the knockout game to Joker Man.
The Momo Challenge.
They do the Momo Challenge to Arthur, who he's not the aardvark that we all know and love. He's Joaquin Phoenix, and he is a very skinny man that lives with his mom in an apartment, which is normal, and he gives her baths, which is also normal.
And you're thinking, is this New York, the Big Apple?
No, it's Gotham.
It's Gotham City.
The most goth city that has ever been made.
It's very goth because on the outside, it's got this dank veneer, but on the inside, it's got an even danker veneer.
Oh, God, that's the one thing that I think... I'm really mad about the SJW and the lamestream media for censoring out just how dank everything was, because I did want the Jokey Man to get into some gang weed.
I want the Jokey Man to smoke a fat bong rip and to show my dad that.
Well, he does smoke a lot of cigarettes in the movie. Maybe those are weed cigarettes.
Yeah, you never know. He could be lacing.
Yeah, you know that famous thing that happens whenever you buy something else and then somebody laces it with a more expensive drug?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like whenever
whenever
I buy pot and then somebody just laces it with cocaine because they want to give you a little freebie of a much more expensive drug.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, the
and
famous
then you're
going to
be addicted.
Yeah, that's what drug dealers love doing, is giving away free stuff. Because
people who aren't addicted yet, they clearly...
Hey, you know what's the same
just
thing?
Just on the verge.
When McDonald's gives you a 2-for-1 coupon.
Alan, I never thought about that before.
Me either.
And then I saw this movie.
This movie has just opened my third eye, my Joker eye. The Joker's eye. Oh, boy. So a bunch of kids smash up his sign, and he goes back to his boss's office, the clown office. Russ, you have time working at a clown office, so can you... Did this ring true to you? Is it the kind of workplace that...
Well, when you work in any kind of workplace, you're a clown for society.
That's true.
Because you could... Because Toddy P's was always telling us, like, he's an artist because he wanted to point out that, like, work and jobs and stuff and doing work is actually... You're wearing a clown costume yourself.
We're all clowns under capitalism. This, yeah. Karl Marx famously said, this is how y'all motherfuckers look.
Yo, Western Europe in the 1800s, this is how y'all looking right now.
He just posted the clown emoji at them. The clown emoji is haunting Europe.
He negged Europe.
God.
He looked at the dirty streets of London and went like, bitch, you live like this?
He said, found your mans in my DMs, and it was just the word capitalism.
By the way, this is all going to tie back in because Jokey Man is actually friend of 1%. He isn't, because who's friend? What is friendship? That's just a construct.
That's the other thing that Jokey Man told me. So, and along with his famous font that we all know and love,
his famous font.
Did I? Okay, so here, let me tell you a story. I've been meaning to kind of find a good way to bring this up on the podcast, but I didn't have a good. If not now, there is no better time to talk about this.
Yeah, because society's falling apart. This is the last episode.
Yeah, true. We're assuming that society has fallen apart by now. But, I mean, how could it not? So back in elementary school, my friends and I really liked comic books. So one of my friends had a comic OC that he made called The Jester.
Is he like the Joker, but he uses swords?
No, he just kind of wore like a purple and black outfit, like a jester's outfit, and just kind of did like dangerous like pranks to people. And it was something like we all kind of worked on briefly and like drew part of it and then like typed up like the text, and it was all written in Joker Man font. And and that was it. We made like maybe two or three of those. In
who would win in fight, my 9-year-old Sonic OC Scooter
or the Jester?
Yeah.
I think the Jester would definitely win.
I guess now that we've learned that pranks are more powerful than magic or
scooters, for sure.
Because let's face it, like Superman could beat Jokey Man in a fight, but could Superman defeat society? No.
Could Superman beat the Joker ideologically?
No, of course not.
So after he gets beat up by all these like small children, he goes back to this office and everybody says like, hey, you lost the fucking sign. You're a big dweeb. We hate your guts. And then this guy who played this dude who played like a corrupt cop on an episode of the new Twilight Zone series that sucks, gives Arthur a gun and says like, hey, next time some kids beat you up, you should shoot them. And he's like,
Aerosmith's, just like the Aerosmith song, Jokey's got a gun.
Jokey's got a gun.
Jokey's on the run.
Yes. So he gives the Jokey Man a gun and, well, he's not the Jokey Man yet. So let's just call him Arthur. He's just doing the Arthur fist. He is doing the Arthur fist cause he's very mad at a lot of these scenes.
He's not happy about this, what's going on.
Oh God, no. You know, so he gets a gun, he goes and sees his, therapist, social worker lady, who is not very helpful. He, reads some shit from his little diary that he kind of scribbles in, where he mostly just kind of does like, writes stuff like, welcome to my twisted mind. At one point it looks like he has like pictures from like a porno magazine, like glued in there. Do you remember that? Cause
I do remember that.
You know what the most twisted thing you can do is, Russ?
Watch pornography?
It's, well, not just that. It's doing a prank on your penis. To make your penis think that you're having sex so that it gets hard and ejaculates. But you're doing a prank on it because it's not even doing the act of coitus. It's your edging. Own hand.
Edging is kind of like the funniest joke, if you think
about
it.
It is effectively just Lucy pulling out the football from Charlie Brown.
Yes, who, Lucy, one of the original Jokies.
That's true. She was one of the first people that pointed out how society is basically football.
Yeah.
So the Jokey Man, Arthur goes to a children's hospital and he's doing a funny dance. That's something that we don't talk about. They should have called this movie Dancer because this guy dances a lot.
Yeah. I used to think dancing was lame. I used to be like, only background people do it. Background dancers do it.
My friend Yuki Burns, who wanted to become a background dancer for Chris Brown and Terrace House.
Yeah, what a specific dream.
Oh, I love that though.
But that's what we need. And Jokey Man isn't it? I'd say Jokey Man at this part of the plot of the movie doesn't have a specific enough dream.
No, he just likes he likes dancing for the kids. But then a gun flies out of his pants, the gun that the guy gave him to protect himself from kids.
Yes,
and he gets.
Which I thought was a joke. I did not realize it was going to be plot related.
You thought
so I laughed.
Well, he claims that it's like, well, it's my gag, and they're like, and his boss literally says, "What kind of joke is that? Clowns don't carry guns."
Also, Alan, I gotta ask, did you ever have that uncomfortable moment where a bunch of drunk people in the audience of your movie screening were laughing at the little person jokes?
Yes, I did have that moment.
There was a lot of that.
Oh, we thought it was very funny because...
Oh, but yeah, all the celebrities in there, by the way, laughing at the little people jokes.
Not Peter Dinklage, though. He was not enjoying it.
Not Peter Dink. He, but... He was too busy loving and nursing his Emmy.
Yes, which, weirdly enough, looks like a dragon egg.
Wait a minute. I didn't put one and one together.
Anyway, yeah, it's the thing that the Emmy lady's holding up.
But Toddy P was, like, mad because he was like, not a comedy. I don't make comedies anymore. I'm not allowed to.
It's just like the My Chemical Romance thing. I write tragedies or whatever.
But then we learn later that his life is... Toddy P is really running us in circles.
He says, I write sins, not tragedies. That's the thing he does. And that's Panic at the Disco.
But then he says later that his life a comedy.
Oof, well, hold on. We'll have to get there.
Yeah, so, this is getting complicated.
So he gets fired, and then he rides home on the subway, and there are three guys that are doing like a Me Too to like a lady. Three drunk guys are like, hey, come on, lady, let's dance with me. I'm trying to sing a Frank Sinatra song.
Let's eat a French fry.
Let's go get
baby.
A malted, baby.
Let's go hit up the sock hop, and then we can take those socks off, and I can see those ankles.
Yes. Oh, by the way, did we mention that this all takes place in the 1920s?
Or the 1980s or the 1920s? You can't tell which.
That's the only thing more twisted. Then this movie is Todd's great idea that by making it seem kind of like it could be taking place at any time, maybe the Joker is an immortal concept that has existed throughout time.
Yeah, maybe Jokey Man has always been with hiding us. in your cottage or your fireplace, and he's just ready to like jump out and either make you laugh or make you cry or maybe both at the same time
if you're lucky. So there it's like some three too. Like banker guys that work for Wayne Enterprises, and so this is something we didn't mention before. He has a neurological condition where he uncontrollably laughs. I don't know if it's some sort of like Tourette's type thing or it's some sort of...
It might be based on sort of a real thing.
It is. No,
really?
That is a thing. It's a pseudobulbar effect. It's just like... some people have this where they just kind of uncontrollably cry or laugh. It can happen because of brain injuries or whatever. It's a thing that happens, which... But, I mean, it's played up because he's the Jokey Man. So he starts laughing on the train, and he's like saying, I'm not trying to do this. And he doesn't have his little card he gives to people that says... I have a condition that makes me laugh because he gave it to some lady on a bus and she just kept it, I guess, cause as a memento of his jokies. But anyway, so then they start getting mad and singing the Send in the Clowns song at him.
Yeah.
Which
it checks out that douchebags on a train would know way too much about Frank Sinatra.
Was he the original Send in the Clowns?
Maybe.
Oh, it's from Sondheim, A Little Night Music.
Yeah.
Okay, but Frank Sinatra did cover it. Anyway, so they're, like, beating him up, and then he just, like, shoots them. He shoots two of them on the train, and then he, like, chases the other guy out of the train and, like, executes him on the stairs. And he's all wearing his clown outfit this whole time. And then he goes home and just kind of goes to bed. And then he wakes up the next day, and he finds out that that everybody's talking about this clown killer that has killed these fucking rich douchebags on the train, and they love it.
The world is down for the clown.
Yes.
You know.
Some other things that have been happening in the background this whole time, because we've kind of been going through this pretty quickly. This movie takes a while to get to the real Jokey Man's shit. He lives with his mom and his mommy in a very small apartment because they don't have any money. And she used to work for the Wayne family, you could say, I think another title for this movie would have been Wayne's World. Because this guy owns the whole freaking town.
This whole town revolves around this Wayne guy. And I'm like, who is he? I don't know what they're talking about. Now, I don't know this Batman stuff. I thought he was a guy who was a bat and had a gun or something.
Yeah, he loves guns, right?
I refuse to watch any Batman material until they release the Snyder Cut.
Yes.
And because I love to be part of any outrage movement. I love outrage.
But yeah, that's why you love the Jokey.
But I used to not know why I was so outraged. Now it's society.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, I finally have something to direct it to. Something very specific. Society. So anyway, yeah, so his mom and him kind of live in poverty, and she's been writing...
Squalor.
She's been writing letters to Thomas Wayne, who she used to be a maid for, and saying that he'll help him, but he doesn't. Arthur meets this this lady that lives like a couple doors down, three doors down from them.
Three doors down, yeah. And then the song plays, because this...
Yeah, Superman. Kryptonite. Music...
The use of music in this movie is wow. Rock and Roll Part 2. I was looking at Toddy P and I said, I don't know what this song is, but I love it and I want to know who made it and I want to give them money.
I know. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. put another dime in the jukebox, baby. In any way, so he starts dating this lady and invites her to an open mic night.
Which always works.
Yes.
Women love open mics. They like being the only woman there. It makes them feel special.
Yeah.
And very
pretty.
what I
do is because I don't do open mics. I just give people a link to my podcast and say, hey, can you go? Do you mind going out and maybe just like sitting down at a coffee table, a coffee restaurant? Could you mind going to a coffee restaurant with me? And we just sit down at a table, and I'll give you one of my ear pods, and I use the other one, and then you just listen to my podcast with me.
And then you get closer and closer, and you hope for like an ear touch, a la like Lady on the Tramp, but it never happens.
Yeah, well, I do have one of those retractable. I do have the retractable cable headphones.
I thought you switched to AirPods at this point.
I said ear pods.
Oh.
All right, if I do AirPods, then the lady will get up and run away. I have to have that cable there.
Do you just do this with random women? When you invite them to a coffee restaurant, are you already inside of the coffee restaurant?
I'm standing outside, and they're about to walk in.
You're like, hey, can you listen to my podcast for me? I'm checking the EQ on it right now.
Can you check the levels for me? Anyway, that's how I'm married.
It works,
but it works. And so he goes and he goes to the open mic night and he has an uncontrollable laughing fit during his act. And, but it seems like he tells like a joke and everybody loves it at one point. People start laughing. His girlfriend's laughing. They're walking down the street. He sees a newspaper article about these killer clowns from outer space. And she's like, I think the clown is cool. And he's like,
I think this clown rules.
I wish this clown...
Get rid of the king, just put in the jester.
I wish this clown...
That's your friend's...
You know what they say.
Not your friends.
You know what they say, Russ?
What?
In medieval times, the jester was the only one who could speak truth to the king.
Oh,
without
wow.
Without fear of repercussions. And that's why Burger King is introducing a new character.
Yeah.
Kid Vid.
The Duke of Doubt, is it? The Duke of Doubt isn't coming back?
No, the Duke of Doubt is gone. Kid Vid has grown up. He is the jester now.
Oh, the Kid Vid's the jester?
He's the jester now.
Is he just as twisted as Jokey Man?
He's kind of a Jokey Man for a new era because he's cyberpunk. He's got this cool like VR goggles.
I think I even have the ad here. Kid Vid Jester. This is a good burger. I'm glad it's made out of 100% beef.
Oh, yep. It's 100% beef. The bun, the tomatoes, all of it's beef.
Oh, well, someone would say this is an impossible burger.
It is impossible because you are just eating a handful of raw beef.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. But anyway. And she's like, oh, this clown murder guy is so fucking hot. I'd love to fuck him. And he's like, huh? That happens. And then he goes to meet his a social worker again. And she says, hey, listen, they cut funding to all the social programs in the city. You can't see him anymore. And also, you don't get to take medicines. And then she explicitly says, Thomas Wayne and them don't care about you. Like, they suck. And he's like, realizes at this point, maybe this rich guy that owns the city and called everyone clowns on TV is bad.
Yeah.
So that happens. And then he goes home and he finds a letter that his mom was writing to Thomas Wayne, who is running for mayor. And it reveals that the letter says that Arthur is Thomas's kid, that she had an illegitimate child with Thomas Wayne. And he screams at her through a bathroom door, another thing we can all relate to, in asking about that. And then he goes on a mission to find out more about his origins by going...
To be unironic for one minute of my goddamn life, did you get caught off guard by this? Because I was legitimately like, holy shit, they're going here?
Not really.
Okay, because so far it had been so, like, grim and gritty and realistic to introduce, like, family melodrama into it. Kind of was like, holy shit, this is going not where I expected.
I kind of had a feeling they would, because his mom was just, like, always talking so reverently about him. You know what I mean? That I feel like there had to have been something, like, that she was either in love with him and wants him to be his kid or whatever, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
He takes a train and goes to the Wayne estate and somehow like sneaks his way up to the front gate. And
Jokey Man does have some stealth powers in this. I think he has like a stealth cloak or a stealth ability.
Well, he does some cool physical comedy to impress Bruce Wayne by pretending to like walk down some invisible stairs that are behind a wall. He gets like a magic wand out and makes flowers pop out of it.
Now, like I said, I've never watched any of this Batman stuff. I'm waiting until the Snyder Cut drops. He didn't like teleport through the ground.
No.
He didn't phase through the ground.
No. That is a feature of the Wayne Manor, is that you can teleport through the ground there, but he was not using that.
I mean, how else does Batman get to
his cave?
Cave so quick.
Yeah, he falls through the ground to get there.
It's a hologram.
Yeah, it's hologrammed.
I guess Jokey Man hacked it.
When they say it's
he's a hacker.
When they say it's hallowed ground, they mean it's hollow ground.
It's funny because most hackers are black hats, but Joker's is a big top hat
purple.
Machine gun that comes out of it. Yeah, and it's purple.
Yeah.
It's a purple hat.
He's a purple hat hacker. so he goes there and he reaches through the fence and sticks his fingers in Bruce's mouth to make him smile. I don't know why he does that. And then a guy pops up that I think is Alfred. Was that guy Alfred?
Yeah, he's like asshole Alfred.
Asshole-red. I think they're saying in the Wikipedia article, they're saying that he is Alfred. So he goes there and who tells him to fuck off. He says that his mom was delusional and was like fucked up. He goes to Arkham Asylum and tries to dig up his mom's medical records. He gets in a weird scuffle with the clerk that has the records because the guy's just trying to do his job, and then he's like,
yeah,
give me the file, I need the file.
Yeah. Well, you feel bad for this guy because Joker is just trying to prove him that society is a joke and that files are just should be open to the public.
Yeah, he's doing wiki hacks to WikiLeaks. Yeah. So he
Jokey Man hero all the way through, if you think about it.
For sure. So he gets the file and he runs down the stairs, and I guess they just kind of give up trying to chase after him because they've got better things to do. And it reveals that like his mom adopted him, maybe, and And also,
but maybe that they planted it there for
but
him.
But maybe it was a plant, and then there was a thing about him being like physically abused by one of her boyfriends, and maybe that's why he has the laughing condition, because he got hit on the head or something. It's very, we're unclear as if that's real or if that was just made up.
I think the guy might be Riddler.
You think yeah. you think the clerk was Riddler?
Yeah, I think the clerk was Riddler, and he was planting riddles in the...
In the files.
The existential riddle. Just think about it.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest riddle of all is who your parents are.
Yeah. You know, nature versus nurture, you know?
It's true.
Who created Jokey Man Society or your parents?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what the Riddler was asking.
It's true, it's true.
As somebody who was a office admin for 2 years...
Mm-hmm.
I like to say that we're smarter than you think, and I wasn't that smart, but maybe the Riddle Clerk.
You could have been the Riddle Clerk.
I could have been the Riddle Clerk.
Yeah.
If you want these, if you want this paperwork,
if you want these papers three, you must answer these riddles for me.
Yes. And it was fun, and everybody liked me, and that's why I still have that job.
It's true. I thought you were hired as Victor Zsasz.
You know, that was a part-time gig.
Oh, it being a serial killer that carves tally marks into your skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was better than what I did was poison ivy.
God, that
I had real poison ivy on my bum. Oh, God.
You just kind of, like, hot glued a bunch of, like, plants to your body. And just
that's
got
what cosplay itchy. Is, right? It's just a bunch of hot glue.
Basically.
Think about it.
Yeah, well, that's you haven't seen my Mafia OC yet.
Level 35 Mafia.
So. Yeah, you're just a level 1 crook, and I'm a level 100 jokey man.
Oh, God, that's nothing scarier, but more exciting.
Yeah, so Arthur finds out that his mom apparently had a stroke and is hospitalized. He goes to the hospital, and he watches The Tonight Show with Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro,
famous for his bad appearances on late night television.
Well, so you know about
which I think is kind of a funny joke.
You know that this whole thing is like basically this is how twisted Todd is. Robert De Niro was in a movie called The King of Comedy in 1983.
What?
Do you know about this?
But was that a jokey man movie back then?
It was kind of like a. This is like a. This is like what I think they couldn't do it back then because society was still too powerful. But it was like, but Robert De Niro played the comedian who was mad at the TV host that was played by like, who was the TV host in that one? Was it,
comedian from Watchmen?
Comedian from Watchmen. No. It was,
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, that guy. Who was the comedian from Watchmen?
Did Spider-Man ever show up?
No, but Jerry Lewis was a comedian from Watchmen because when he got pushed out of the building, he was like, "Lady,
Glavin,
I fell down and got blood on my little smiley face."
Alan,
yes,
are you telling me that they made non-superhero movies before?
This is hard to believe, Russ, but back in the day, there used to be just movies about like normal dipshits.
I've only seen, okay, hear me out. I've only seen a handful of movies before Iron Man came out, and I said, I guess movies are good. I saw Charlotte's Web, and I thought that was about Spider-Man.
Charlotte's Web is kind of a superhero movie, but for animals, because it has a spider that's able to write human words.
Right.
That's like superhuman. It's super spider.
I watched Chariots of Fire, and I thought that was about Ghost Rider. No. But he was riding a chariot.
No, yeah. I watched the Ang Lee Incredible Hulk, but that wasn't a superhero movie.
No, that was a slow meditation about fatherhood and
It was about having a bad dad, which is also what this movie's kind of about. Arthur finds out that Robert De Niro has got a clip of him, of his comedy set from the other day, and plays it on the TV, and everybody makes fun of him and laughs at him, but not in the funny way that he was hoping they would laugh, but in a mean way.
Yeah.
So
Jokey Man, Todd told us that, see, they don't actually ever play any of Jokey Man's material, but Todd told us some of the jokes and we didn't laugh, but it was funny.
Well,
it was kind of the quiet humor. We went, yeah, that's probably funny.
It was very Mitch Hedberg esque. Yeah. Other than just kind of doing some deadpan stuff. The stuff that made it through is more kind of, It kind of leaned more towards his Dice Man material.
Yeah.
He was just doing some nursery rhymes. He was just like, hey, I tell you what, my mom's always like, Arthur, you gotta give me a bath. You gotta clean me.
I'm like, yeah, first I'm gonna clean off my plate of beans I'm eating, though.
First I gotta clean up this fucking clown makeup off my face.
Yeah.
Give me a kiss, honey.
What you gonna do? You're gonna clown makeup all of you, Ma?
Ma, you got the clown makeup on again. Oh.
Gabagool.
Oh. You know what? You know what also reminds me of this? Is we saw, before this movie started, I saw a trailer for the new Adam Sandler Uncut Gems movie.
I do want to see that.
That's, I think, is Joking Man 2, spiritually.
What superhero is that based off of?
It's Steven Universe.
Oh, thank God.
The gems. But the...
Oh, I don't like that. That's not... That he's not a superhero. He cried too much.
Superheroes don't cry. So here's the thing. Unlike Steven Universe, who is just a little soy boy that got circumcised, Adam Sandler is uncut.
Oh, yeah.
If Steven Universe had his foreskin, then he never would have been such a little wimpy fuck.
But, oh man, this is going against type, because famously Adam Sandler did the Hanukkah song.
Yeah, I know.
But that, it's twisted. It's like Joking Man. Twisted. God, thank you, Joking Man, for liberating movies.
It's true. It's true.
playing against type.
Playing against type by having a foreskin. Well, that's the other thing, is in the movie he does have to have a prosthetic penis, kind of like Willem Dafoe in Antichrist.
Yeah.
Because nobody could believe that his penis was that circumcised. Adam Sandler has the most circumcised penis on Earth.
It's so clean.
So here's the thing. They cut the skin all the way off of it. All the way down to the base.
Alan, no. Okay, come on. That's not funny.
What? Then his dick was flayed?
But it's an Adam Sandler movie, so it's corporate advertising, and his dick is just a Luna bar.
Yeah. He kind of made the movie.
Alan, I know we're twisted now. But you can't make those jokes.
I can't say
this
that
is a fun podcast.
I can't say that Adam Sandler had all the dick cut off, the skin cut off his dick.
At least just castrate him.
Well, I mean, it would heal back, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying it's based off a Steven Universe, but light hints of Wolverine.
Well, Steven Universe can heal with his spit and stuff, right?
True.
Like, can he heal with his like blood or cum? I don't know.
I hate this. This is getting cut. No, it's not, because it's a Jokey Man and whatever. What else are you listing? Society's falling apart.
You know what? These jokes, they're my uncut gems. Because they're not getting cut.
Where are we in the movie?
So we're at the part where after he gets on the fucking thing, after he gets on the fucking TV show, he goes and there's like a big riot outside of like a theater where they're playing a Charlie Chaplin movie, and somehow he hitmans his way into the building.
Right.
This was maybe the most, this is kind
of
strange.
Todd really is a huge fan of the Hitman franchise, and said his favorite movie of last year was Hitman Agent 47 starring Zachary Quinto.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was he in that one?
Yes, he was not the hitman, but he was in it. And I think Timothy Oliphant was the hitman?
How the hell is this elephant going to be sneaking around?
He put the hat on.
Yeah. So. So he goes to this, he sneaks in and dresses up as a bellhop and then talks to Thomas Wayne while he's pissing at a urinal and says like, hey, you're my dad. He's like, no, your mom was delusional. That's not true.
I've only fucked once and that made my perfect Volcel son.
My perfect son that's going to grow up to be a Volcel ninja man. unlike you, who
you're not supposed to say that anymore, right?
Volcel?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're all incel now after the Joker movie came out.
Good point. Everybody in the audience, please, promise that they will have sex no longer. Like,
and this was a bunch of celebs. A lot of them are married. A lot of them have sex all the time. They all gave up, but you would think that would mean that they're Volcel. They're not. They gave up, but they're not happy about it. they're mad at society.
I mean, they gave up. They didn't give it up. They gave up.
So after, oh wait, hold on a second. That happened before the hospital scene. After Thomas Wayne pisses and shits and farts all over the place and tells him that his mom was delusional, he goes to the hospital and then finds out about her and then like him getting like abused as a child or whatever. And then he goes to the hospital and he says like, I used to think my life was a tragedy. Now I realize it's a comedy. And then he smothers his mom with a pillow.
And then Todd stood up and said, now you can laugh at the rest.
The rest of the movie's funny. He said it was a comedy now. So
yeah.
the masks, we had an intermission. They changed the masks hanging up above the stage.
yeah.
To let us know that now it's a comedy.
Yeah. Well, man, it's so funny because Todd has such a respect for the Western the Western study of storytelling, they decided to burn it all down.
Yes. Well, so society. here's another instance of him burning down traditional storytelling. After he kills his mom at the hospital, and I guess just gets away with it, he goes to the lady's apartment, his girlfriend's apartment, and walks in there, and she's like, what? You're the weird guy from next door. What the fuck are you doing here? And then it's revealed to the audience because they show every scene. Todd really wants to make sure that we understand this. We couldn't just infer this. That he was delusional and that this lady wasn't actually his girlfriend and wasn't hanging out with him.
Uh-huh.
He was imagining it this whole time. She was the fake Joker girl.
Right. Yeah, and anime wasn't out at that point, so Jokey Man couldn't have gone a waifu.
God, can you imagine? That's the thing, is if this happened nowadays, he would just like... He would just be like, I'm inviting Hestia to my stand-up.
Hestia, come too.
Yes.
Hestia, how do you feel about this Jokey Man figure they're saying is going around killing the rich?
I love it, Mr. J. She does have, like, kind of Harley Quinn hair, if you think about it.
It do be like that.
Yeah. It's a shame she didn't pop up in the movie.
What instead of a boob ribbon, what would
a boob chain.
Yeah, boob chain. Ooh.
Twisted.
Mr. J,
the boob chain is chafing my boobs.
Shut up, I'm trying to dismantle a society here.
Hey, hickory dickory dock.
Still, Toddy P did tell us that Joaquin was the second choice.
Yeah, that's the thing, is Dice was already busy filming Blue Jasmine 2.
And Blue Jasmine 2,
this time it's straight.
Creepier. This time it's straight, baby.
Hey, it's about me now.
Dice Man is in charge.
I'm Blue Jasmine now.
It's pretty cool because technically he's the lead actor, but he's also mostly directing because he'll just bully Woody Allen into doing whatever he wants.
Well, he's a nerd, the set. And Dice Man's a jock.
Yeah.
I'm over here now.
He's constantly wedging and stuffing Woody Allen into a locker, and you know
that's why Dice Man's woke.
Yeah, Dice Man's woke now.
Anyway, so he finds out his girlfriend was a lie to him, like the cake. And he's invited.
Oh, gamers rose up.
And he gets a call inviting him on the Tonight Show with Robert De Niro. And so he puts on his makeup and his outfit while some music plays and he dances around some more. And then his coworkers appear because they've been getting questioned by the police about the gun that they gave him. And he kills the coworker that gave him the gun by stabbing him with a pair of scissors. And then the little person that was also his coworker that pops up is just very afraid that he's going to get murdered. And then he tries to escape, but then he can't unlock the door. So then he asks Arthur to... And Arthur's like, oh, well, you weren't mean to me. You're my friend. Here, just get out of here.
Thunderous laughter and applause.
We all love it. We all love it when a little person doesn't get killed.
Yeah.
Jokey Man finishes putting up on his makeup. He dyes his hair green. He's just kind of dancing around. He puts on his suit and he dances down some stairs. The cops are chasing after. The detectives are like, we got some questions for you, Joker Man. They're
Jokey Man, get over here.
They're a lot like the rules from Serenity, and that they're always just kind of like 5 minutes too late to catch him.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Baker Dill, please, I have something to sell
Baker
you.
Baker Dill,
I gotta sell you this fish tracker.
Jokey Dill,
do you think the Joker movie was made by Todd and in like a video game or something.
Or maybe young Bruce Wayne hacker.
Ooh, Bruce Wayne hacker made Jokey Man video game, so that way
and Jokey Man already a hacker.
So that way he could kill his parents in an alley. Oh my god.
Fuck. And then turn himself into Batman. I mean, who wouldn't want to be Batman?
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Also, but it's okay for us because we have Arkham Asylum, which makes you feel like Batman.
Oh, that's true.
A video game review told me that.
Arkham City. I feel like Batman.
I feel like Batman.
Damn, my life a Batman. Anyway, so he goes there. He gets on a train filled with like clown protesters who are going to go protest Thomas Wayne. There's a big clown protest in town. And he gets on there, and one of the cops accidentally shoots somebody, because that's what cops do. And then all the protesters beat the shit out of the cops, which is cool. The protesters are all holding up signs that say, like, eat the rich, guillotine these motherfuckers, go to hell, Elon Musk, etc. Stuff like that. So they're basically everybody on Twitter, which is cool.
Yeah.
They're basically me. They're basically us.
Yeah, they're basically us. We're all jokey men and women and people. And
this is society.
We live in society, but we don't like it.
We don't like it. It's bad.
But we are always, I mean, you're like me, Alan. We were always like, I don't know why I'm so mad.
Well, Bernie Sanders does pop up at one point, and he's wearing the jokey man makeup, and he's like, the 1% of society is keeping all the jokies.
A single clown isn't able to make ends meet. He has to eat his own nose.
I hate when I have to eat my own nose.
Oh, God. Because it's the worst.
I need to start using cherry tomatoes as my clown nose. Anyway, so that happens. Joker Man makes it. The Joker makes it to the. Makes it to the show, and Mark Maron's there as the producer of the De Niro Tonight Show, and is like, "Hey, Joker, what the fuckers? Lock the gates.
The fuck you, what the fucker? Who's your guys?
And he's like, "My mom, my fake girlfriend," and so he puts on the makeup and everything, and he says, "One more thing, Mark Maron, can you introduce me as Joker?" And he does,
the audience screamed.
Because he's like, that's what Robert De Niro called me when he made fun of my clip on the TV. So Joker comes out there, he does like a dance.
Yas, Joker King.
Yas King.
Taking what was used against you and using it to rise up.
He clapped back with facts.
Hey, you gotta, if they attack you for what makes you strong, then you own what makes you strong.
The Joker looks at the camera and he says, when people say mean things about you, they're doing you a favor. They're telling you all about themselves and not saying anything about you.
He's living rent-free in all of our heads.
He
right
throws
now.
The eraser up in the air and catches it. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
He says, that's the motherfucking... tea, and stabs De Niro with a straw. He goes there, and there's like a Dr. Ruth type character, like an old sex lady on the couch. He gives her a kiss and he sits down, and then he starts telling some really dark jokes. Like he's like, knock knock, there's a kid and he dies in a car accident, and his mom's like, oh, I'm sad. And De Niro's like, hey.
And Todd Phillips, it's a comedy at this point, and Toddy P is laughing his butt off at that joke. So funny.
And he's like, that's not funny. He's like, what is funny anymore? Society?
That means society very funny.
Society is very funny. And then he just shoots Robert De Niro in the head at one point. Before he does that, he does make sure he's like, I'm not political. This is not political. And he's like, Society's bad. This is not political. And then he shoots him in the head.
It's actually philosophy.
It's philosophy. It's not political.
Policy.
Different thing.
You know what else isn't political? Cold steel, baby.
Yes. Fucking hot lead. Cold steel, hot lead in De Niro's head. And he kills De Niro. And
hey, dirty grandpa? Or like shallow grave now.
Jack and Jill? Was he in that one?
No, that's Al Pacino.
I get those guys mixed up all the time. Was De Niro in Dirty Grandpa?
Yeah, he was the dirty. He was the titular dirty grandpa.
Was he?
Yeah,
I thought that was John. I thought that was the old weird old guy. No, he was
Wilford Brimley.
Oh, that is him, huh? That is Dirty Grandpa. He is the Dirty Grandpa. He's shirtless and he's like bench pressing Zac Efron. Okay.
Oh God.
I'm thinking of Dirty Santa.
You're thinking of not Walton Goggins.
Johnny Knoxville, right? Or no, no the guy that was married no. to the guy that was married to Angelina Jolie.
They call it a sling blade.
Yeah. Shouldn't them to have just a boy. That guy.
We'll call it a sling blade. What is his name? Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton. That guy. That guy. Yes. De Niro, famously. I only know him from Shark's Tale. which, here's the fun thing. This is the biggest De Niro opening weekend since Shark's Tale.
That rules.
That does rule. He finally did it. By playing a shark among humans, the Joker.
Oh. Wait, but he didn't play the Joker.
He got killed by the Joker.
As a fishy. But in a way, he inspired the Joker.
It's true.
So he was like chum.
It's true.
And I wish he was my chum. So, I love the Dirty Grandpa.
I love the Dirty Grandpa. I do not like the mean Tonight Show man.
Oh, no.
So he shoots him. Joker gets arrested. They drive him out of like the fucking TV studio. His murder was televised to the whole world. And everybody in the streets is rioting. A bunch of clown people are, like, burning cars and stuff.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. This is for all the juggalos and juggalettes. Superhuman.
They were pouring moon mist into people's gas tanks to, like, you know, when you pour sugar in a gas tank.
Superhuman and his best friend Paul, his good friend Paul, are there. And they're like, whoop, whoop, this is for all the juggalos and juggalettes. Fuck this shit. And then he rams the police car with an ambulance.
It rules.
And it kills the cops, but does not kill Joker. It hurts him. And they carry him out there and put him on the hood of the car. And then they're all, like, surrounded around him cheering. And there's a shot of, like, them, somebody holding a chair up in the air in the background. And for a while, I thought they were going to, like, put him in the chair and, like, carry him in the crowd. But they don't do that. And then I thought for a while he was going to stand up in the car and then, like, crowd surf, like, do, like, a Khaleesi thing. But he doesn't do that either. It just eventually, like, cuts to him being locked up in Arkham Asylum and talking to his psychiatrist. His psychiatrist asks him to tell her a joke, and then he's like, oh, you wouldn't get it. And then
Toddy P, he told us the joke, by the way.
What was the joke?
It was,
he told me so many jokes.
How do you make a banana split?
What was the knock knock?
How do you make a banana split?
I don't know.
It's cherry, cherry hard. 'Cause you put a cherry on a banana split.
Oh, and it gets me hard. I get it. Yeah. Like when I eat ice cream. It's pretty funny. Yeah,
it took a while for him to explain it, but it was so funny. It made us feel really smart that we were able to get the Joker's trick. I mean, the Joker's joke.
Yes.
Or Jokey Man's joke.
Yeah. So he it's implied that he murders his psychiatrist because he walks out of the little office with bloody footprints. And then there's a Scooby-Doo type scene of him running around from a bunch of orderlies, like going in and out of doors. It's basically a Scooby-Doo door sequence, and then the end credits pops up on the screen.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it.
And then who is the... And then, like, Samuel Jackson steps out, and have you heard of a little thing called the Suicide Squad?
Yeah, that's what happens. And then he says, we're making you a wife. And he gets a bunch of... he has a bunch of dead body parts, and he hooks them up to some electricity and makes Harley Quinn.
Oh, God.
The bride of Joker.
Only a woman. Only a woman that perfect had to be created.
It's true.
You know,
have you seen Margot Robbie's feet?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I saw them in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Man, they should have called that movie Once Upon a Time in Holly Weird, am I right?
Oh, these. I don't know. What superhero is that based off of?
Charles Manson. Supervillain. Oh,
thank you.
Supervillain.
Super. Okay. Because supervillains can be movies now.
Well, that's true, because the line between hero and villain is so so strained.
It's
that's why I'd like to announce that I am working on the HBO Watchmen TV show.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we're... how much do you know about the HBO Watchmen TV show?
I know there's a Rorschach cult in it, but that's about it.
In the TV show, cops start wearing masks because of retaliation against police officers.
Mm-hmm. So cops become superheroes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I think they're super lame-os after watching this.
Yeah, after
movie.
Watching this, it seems like they suck. It seems like they just kind of run around and get to places late and then get beat up by a bunch of protesters.
Yeah, Jokey Man could have kicked any of their butts at any point, but he decided not to because it's funnier to watch them wimp around and be little losers.
It is funny, and also it really goes to show that the Jokey Man's one real superpower is revealing the twisted fallacies of society.
Yeah. The zeros and ones, like the Matrix, but they're it's a instead of a zero and a one, it's a pie and like a soda, one of those
a stick
soda
of dynamite.
Shooters. A stick of dynamite.
It's true.
And then they stick the dynamite in the pie and they think it's a candle. They're like, happy birthday to me.
Yep. I like the part where he, oh, and the other thing that happens, all the protesters, while they're like running around and like beating shit up, they kill, Thomas and Martha Wayne and Bruce Wayne is in the alleyway and he watches them.
Yeah.
He gets turned into the Batman.
Oh God, I'm so excited. I hope I could see more Batman movies.
I can't wait to see the sequel where a Batman beats up a 70-year-old Joker.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, Wikipedia says this took place in 1981.
Ooh.
So, how old was Bruce Wayne supposed to be in this movie?
10.
Like 10? Okay, so I guess maybe in the 90s he fights the Joker. Okay, I can buy that.
Maybe.
How old is the Jokey Man supposed to be in this?
He looked fucking fit and trim and young and sexy. And when he was doing that thing with his back, I was like, this guy was a fucking...
This guy's ripped.
This guy's a hunk of meat that I want to get a bite into.
Let me just carve off some of those bones.
I love some dark meat. I like to eat right off the bone is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So his mom is played by Frances Conroy, who is 65 years old, and Joaquin Phoenix is 44. Okay, she could technically be his mom.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
50-year-old Jokey Man, and once, like, the weight of society is lifted off your shoulders, you, like, lose 10 years.
Yes, and, okay, here's something even more fucked up. Do you know what Joaquin Phoenix's real name is?
Jokey Jokerson?
Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom?
Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Whoa.
Bottom rights, baby. When did he get his name changed? He was born as Joaquin Raphael Bottom in Puerto Rico. Oh, where our friend Lynn is from. River, rain, liberty, summer, Phoenix, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I guess they might have, like, I think they were part of some sort of weird church or something. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, his mom was named Heart Phoenix. That's why. Oh, she was one of the X-Men.
Oh, wow.
She was the Dark Phoenix.
Oh, no. The Dark Phoenix saga ended in a big disappointment.
Yep, but now it's the House of X, baby.
Oh, yeah. Alan, I think we've thoroughly dissected Jokey Man at this point.
Yeah, and I think he's thoroughly dissected society.
Yeah. And in a way, dissecting the dissector has only dissected ourselves, and instead, and now we're left our true selves. I feel like we just escaped the cocoon that we're in, and now we're freaking
much like
you were thinking. I was gonna say I was a butterfly, but actually, we're like fucked up moths.
Oh, for sure, the Mothman.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, something that you mentioned earlier is that about him being like about being like Neo in the Matrix. I think.
Right.
We're all like those, the people that live inside the caves and hide from the big robots and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Just having a big Joker clown rave.
Yeah. And yeah, so me and Alan are in a cave right now, and in 2 weeks when society falls apart, you can, if you listen all the way through, you're invited to live in the cave. We have enough frozen pizzas to last us about 2 to 3 months. And it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's great. Mark Hamill, maybe the original Joker, says, the awesome Joaquin Phoenix, Todd Phillips, and Scott Silver brilliantly reimagine the character as never seen before. Two thumbs up from that old school comic book version, me. So there you go.
Oh God!
Mark Hamill has to remind us all the time that he's the joke. He's the Joker, baby.
Yeah, he's the Joker, baby. I mean, he almost dismantled society himself with the cinematic travesty, Star Wars Episode 8.
Do you think that was his Joker's trick? Do you think drinking that? Do you think drinking that blue alien cum was his Joker's trick?
I wish it was.
It's really funny that that society's greatest hero, Luke Skywalker, is also its greatest villain.
Yeah, at the same time, and you could see shades in both.
Yes, it's true. And whenever Batman shoots him with his gun, he does the little brush off the shoulder thing from that classic Star Wars scene.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And he gives Leia the fucking cool dice from the Millennium Falcon.
Gambling is cool. Jokey Man's telling us that gambling is cool because life's a gamble.
Yeah, and I like when Luke is fighting Kylo Ren and he says, "You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?" Also, he talks like that now. Mm-hmm. Something that I think that is funny that like Mark Hamill used to be like, "Oh boy, it's me, I'm Luke." And now he's like, "Hey, it's me, Skip from the regular show. I talk like this." That's because he's like a million years old now. But that's just what, you know, being living in society does to your voice.
Oh God, it do be like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're able to listen to this in the future after the Jokey Man thing comes out, then maybe society didn't collapse all the way, or maybe it's already rebuilt itself. We're launching this
in a better place. Where things are funnier and people are allowed to make the jokes they want to make.
And our podcast is popular.
Our podcast is huge because finally the freaking PC police isn't dragging it down.
The PC police isn't screaming at me telling me I can't eat lasagna like pussy.
He's joking about Adam Sandler's penis being castrated.
I didn't say it was castrated. I said it got all the skin peeled off of it.
We don't gotta talk about that no more.
Sorry, Russ. Am I too twisted for you?
That was frankly too twisted for me.
It's Dick Twist Tuesday.
Oh boy.
Well, hey, listen, Steven Universe Future, it's back, and he's running over Brian the dog.
Okay, should we have a new one just for just a one off instead of live and learn?
Because I think we just do some Jokey Man laughs.
This has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. Special Jokey Man edition.
Yeah. Until next time.
Until next time.